Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
May I have your attention, please? Now, taking the airwaves on 97.3 The Fan, San Diego's own, Gwynn and Chris.
Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Whatever you say, erect, I'll say erect. You are just losing your mind over the JD comment.
Yeah.
Because that was way worse than that.
And Chris Ello.
Tony Mulan in 1883, Old Hose Radborn, 1883.
That was his name?
No.
Old Hose?
No.
Old
Hoss
Radborn. No.
Gwynn and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Old Hose.
That'll never not be funny.
No, that and a Scraby Weather Report. We've had them both today.
Yes, we have. Old Hose and Scrabies. Well, it's raining outside right now, and it's cool.
I don't know what happened to my head.
Nobody does.
The Gwynn and Chris Show is brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins right here in San Diego. Burgers, dogs, tater tots, drinks, slushies, desserts.
I'm going to have to stop there.
Fantastic. I told you after the game Saturday night, I tried to sneak in there.
You tried to sneak
after
in
after the Aztec game Saturday night. And
how'd that sneak
we
go?
Couldn't get in. Mm. I mean, it was just jammed. It was just packed. Fantastic. Sonic, 8 locations around town. So Google Sonic San Diego. Find the location nearest you. Thanks to our good friends at Sonic. Shortly after 5 o'clock, coming up on the program in about 10 minutes, Tori Lavello, the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, will be with us. And has some very nice things to say about the Padres in the interview, but nicer things to say about his team because they're in a better position, obviously, than the Padres are. They still have a shot at the postseason. Padres are trying to ruin their opportunity tonight with Chris Paddock on the mound. In Arizona, pregame 5:40, first pitch 6:40. Then tomorrow, we have a quick show leading into the first NFL game of the season. And you can hear it right here.
I'm so excited.
I know, 97.3 The Fan. And by the way, thank you to the caller yesterday who called in, because remember I was kind of poking at the fact, why is it a Packers-Bears game this year leading off the season? Seems like they could do better. And some caller called and told Thomas to tell me that this being the 100th season of the NFL, they wanted the two oldest franchises to play the first game. So now that makes some sense,
boom, boom.
I was going to watch the game anyway, but now it makes sense that the Packers and Bears. But you can hear it right here. On 97.3 The Fan, NFL Thursday night season opener tomorrow night following our show. One other programming note, tomorrow at noon, the coach John Quintera hosts a NFL preseason roundtable chat. And his guests will be Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. You better put one in for these two guys or they're going to get mad. Ben Higgins. And Dr. Stephen Woods.
The yes. Doc is in the building.
Yes, Ben and Woods will be with us, and Tony and I will be in tomorrow, and that's at noon. Is it the same as last time? Is it going to be a commercial-free hour of nothing but football talk tomorrow at noon? So make sure you join us for our roundtable discussion of this upcoming NFL season. Excited. It's always fun. Get the season underway. First fantasy games are, everybody's getting their lineups in. I'm already making changes and hitting the waiver wire.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm overreacting so much. We did our AFC West and NFC West preview earlier in the show, and Tony goes, I think the Seahawks are going to have a good defense this year with Jadeveon Clowney. I immediately went and picked them up. Like, I mean, that's just overreacting.
It's what we all do.
But we all do that, right?
The first week, you probably change your lineup 8 to 9 times before you actually come set on a lineup.
I know. Because, I mean, you have
I've already
to do
changed
that
mine 4 times.
Have you really? Yes. It means everything. It means nothing, and it means everything. All right. U.S. Open tennis, by the way, Federer got beat last night.
Yes, he did.
And this has been a strange U.S. Open because all of the big names have been knocked out except for Serena on the women's side and Nadal on the men's side. Nadal's playing tonight in the quarterfinals. But I don't know. Is that good or bad for tennis? It's kind of like when golf. Who was the guy that won the U.S. Open this year? Scraby? Gary Woodling?
Woodland.
Yeah, see, I don't even know his name.
Well, that was not nice.
But do you think that's good for golf when a no-name wins a major, or is it better for a well-known name to win the major?
I think that him personally was okay because he's been up in the leaderboards there prior to winning the U.S. Open. But other than that, like, someone who you've never heard of is a bad thing because you'll never hear from him again. Guy won the Masters a few years ago. Danny Willett has done nothing since, and it was just one of those random wins.
Right. It's so many, a lot of unknown players still playing at the U.S. Open tennis championships in New York. But the tournament continues tonight with Nadal playing his match a little bit later on. But Federer got knocked out. And then you talk about overreaction. Because Federer got knocked out and Djokovic had to leave with a shoulder injury the other day. Headline on ESPN.com, this is the end of tennis's big three. Really? They've been in every final of every tournament for the last 10 years. This is going to be the first tournament that somebody else sneaks in there.
Right.
I don't think I'm ready yet to ever give up on Roger Federer completely.
Or Djokovic, for
especially
that matter.
Djokovic. As you've said many times, age is undefeated, but these guys, they keep on playing at such a high level. They're going to lose once in a while. I mean, you know, that's just going to happen. The big story is going to be if Serena can win, though, because that'll be her 24th major, and that would tie her for the all-time record on the Grand Slams. So, okay, that's enough tennis talk. Hold us for about the next 2 months, I would say. You're going to where the Padres get what the Rockies this weekend, and then who's coming in next week? The Dodgers?
I think it's the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks
or the Cubs.
Oh, the Cubs come in this.
Cubs come in
this
next week.
Stand, yeah,
yeah. Rockies and Cubs. Are you going to go down and say hi to Joe Maddon?
I will be down there to say hello to Will Venable.
Will Venable, you can say hi to.
Yes, yeah, so I probably will shake Joe's hand.
Yeah. Can you just play that promo for Joe Maddon when Tony goes down there?
I'd love to.
It's kind of rich, old Joe.
Kind of rich, old Joe. That is one of my favorites by you, by the way. One of my favorite comments. So Joe Maddon and the Cubs are coming in next week. And then you are going off on the next road trip to Denver.
Yes.
You get a little work coming up next weekend, so that'll be fun. But this baseball season, it's strange what happens to baseball because this was really one of my favorite seasons for so long. And now it's, you know, playing out the string and you got to find other things to be interested in the final month of the season. But
football comes in for the rescue.
And then football starts coming in. And yeah, I think we all said something the other day, like, I may not watch another baseball game in earnest until the playoffs now. Because the Padres are not in the running, and it's September. And
we don't care about the other
team. Right, it'll all shake itself right. out, and then they'll have the playoffs and the World Series, and I'll watch that. But that's one of the weird things about baseball. You kind of lose touch with it for a month, and then you have to try and pick it back up for the postseason.
Right.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Padre baseball coming on against Arizona at 6:40. But don't forget tomorrow we got the NFL season opener right here on 97.3 The Fan. When we come back, Torrey Lovello, manager of the D-backs, he is a very good interview and guest and friend of the show. You qualify for that if you come on more than once, and he is going to do just that when we return. But first, let's check traffic here on 97.3.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7-3 The Fan.
Welcome back into Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, and we're going to jump right into our next interview. Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Diamondbacks manager Torrey Lovello joins us. Torrey, thank you for your time and coming on the show again.
It's my pleasure. Good to be with you guys.
No doubt. So, listen, you guys have been on fire the last 10 games, 8-2, taking 3 or 4 from the Dodgers last weekend. Clearly, you don't need to motivate this team at this point. You guys are 3.5, I believe, out of the wild card. What is it that you have to do at this point? Is it just as simple as writing down that lineup and sending these guys out and they kind of take care of the rest?
For sure. You know, that's the time of the year that we're under, and this is the best time of the year for me. When you're in a pennant race and you can scoreboard watch, you've earned that right. I think these guys know it. They've gone out there all year long and plowed away. And we're finally hitting a streak that we've been waiting for all year long. We've known all along we were a good baseball team. It's just that something along a little stretch of good games would go a little backwards for us, and you know, maybe take us a couple games to catch up. But you look for these runs as a hitter, as a pitcher, and now as a baseball team, when you get on them, they're very special. We're going to enjoy it and see if we can ride it out to the end of the year.
Torrey, when we talked to you earlier this season, I think all the talk was about the surprising Diamondbacks, in the sense that you guys made the Goldschmidt trade, and most people thought Arizona was rebuilding, and you told us at the time that just was not the case. And then you guys end up trading Zach Greinke at the trade deadline, so people probably said the same thing all over again. But they don't think about guys like Ketel Marte and Eduardo Escobar. These guys are unbelievable, and obviously with Adam Jones, they're kind of providing leadership now. This team has been built to be in it all year long, and you said so, and they've delivered.
Well, you know, you're right, and you hit the nail right on the head. We have an emerging superstar in Ketel Marte. He was an all-star, midseason all-star. He has continued the second-half run. Then you throw in Eduardo Escobar, who joined us late last season. He's having a tremendous year, and he's done something that only 3 other switch hitters in the history of baseball have ever done before, and one of them is Mickey Mantle. So when you're throwing yourself around in that company, you know you're having a very special year. But inside of our clubhouse each and every day, he's a leader. And then we have some pitchers that have come up and done a tremendous job as well. Robbie Ray's on a great run. But, you know, we're proud of the fact that we have four guys that are now in other organizations, and they're helping their organizations get to the next level, and they're all in a playoff run themselves. But we're proud of the fact that we've had guys step in that have been evaluated, have come out and done a really good job. They've been given the ability to play. They've trusted the information they're getting, and it's translating. And that's really what this game is all about when you're a young player coming in and helping in a pennant race.
Torrey, I want to talk a little bit about your managerial style, because I have a lot of respect from it, watching from afar. You seem to be one of the type of managers that when you make a mistake, you have zero problem admitting you made a mistake. I think players kind of gravitate towards that. What has been your experience as a manager since taking over this ball club, really approaching it in the way that you have?
Well, I appreciate that, and I've just tried to be real every single day and every single step of the way, and these players know that. Players are very smart. They see things. They see cover-up actions. Yeah. They see motives. They see things at a different level and much faster than anybody else does in the entire organization. And I want to be true to these guys. And I think there's some authenticity to what I offer these guys, and they know that. And I've built up some credibility. And when I have tough conversations, they know that it's coming from the right place. And it seems to be working every single time. These guys are put in a situation. They go out and give me everything that they can possibly give me, and then it's the next man up. So I do appreciate how they play the game, and they play it for one another. But the thing that I probably target most is that I give them the real me, and I empathize with them. I know this is a hard game, and I just push along right beside them and enjoy the good moments. Try to work through the bad moments and let them know that I'm there to dust them off and push them along.
It's amazing how far showing a player that you haven't forgotten how tough this game is can go with a team.
Well, I totally agree with you. You know, they say the further away that you get from home plate, the easier the game looks. And, you know, right? And I'm telling you, the problem is these players can make this game look so easy and so fun, and then when they stumble and don't do something the way that they've conditioned you, you ask them what's wrong, or you innately think, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong. It's just a hard game. And I'll never forget how hard it was on even my best day to pick up a bat and strike the baseball with force. And the way these guys are doing it today is pretty amazing. So I align with them. I know that it's hard. Sometimes I get frustrated, and you're right, Tony. When I do make a mistake or say something that's a little bit too aggressive, I step back and say, you know what? I'm going to pull these guys in here and align with them and let them know that I understand what they're going through.
Torrey Lovello is with us, doing another great job managing the Diamondbacks this season. Right there in the hunt for the wild card spot, and you know what impresses me the most about your team? It's easy to be in the wild cards, you know, running when everybody's having a great year and everything's gone according to plan. But everything hasn't gone exactly according to plan. Your closer, Greg Holland, had a pretty good first half. Then he started to struggle, and you had to make a change there with Archie Bradley and kind of make that transition and keep it going. They had a great shot of you in the dugout, by the way, on the Padre telecast last night, with the bases loaded in the ninth inning and Bradley trying to get that last out. And I was just trying to figure out, like, what goes through a manager's mind right there? A 2-1 lead as closer's trying to hang on. He's loaded the bases. You can't get the guy out for him, but I know that you want him to get that out so badly. And obviously Archie came through and got the final out, and you guys won that ball game. But what goes through your head in the ninth inning of a tight, high wire act like that?
Kind of like the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. I'm just trying to slow it down myself. I have the same human emotion as every fan, as everybody that's watching the game, and my heart's pumping through my chest too. But really, at the end of my thought, I say to myself, we are prepped for this. These players have gone through, you know, some unbelievable good and bad moments. They have practiced for this moment. We have talked about this. They're prepared. Sit back and watch and enjoy what's going to happen, because there's going to be an outcome. Either it's going to hurt and you're going to learn from it, or it's going to be unbelievable. And the wave of emotion that baseball people go through is indescribable. It is so high, or it can be so low, but you learn to manage that. So I think as I'm sitting there watching it, I'm thinking, Archie, I know that you've done this before. If you just stop and get the right heartbeat and the right focus, you're going to make a pitch and get out of this. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But I'm very proud of our guys. When it's happening, I'm very proud of them. And those are the thoughts that I'm having.
Diamondbacks manager Torrey Lovello joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Torrey, our first interview, we asked you about Adam Jones, and it wasn't even half a season, not even a half a season at that point. Now you've almost gotten through a whole year with him. What can you say about Adam Jones?
You know, he is the ultimate professional. He is exactly what you would think he would be from across the diamond. Now you insert him into your own clubhouse and into your own lineup, he's just that much better. It's like a glass of iced tea, right? You add a little lemon, a little honey, and a little sugar. He is a perfect, perfect glass of iced tea inside of this clubhouse, and he does everything that I ask him for on a daily basis. And I've removed him from some playing time. I think he's just got a little fatigued. I redlined him all the way through until I could, you know, I could see that he was starting to get a little bit tired. So he has kind of backed in and out of playing time, and he takes that right in stride, and he's all about the team. Yeah. He's all about going out there and trying to do the best that he can for the brother sitting next to him, the brother that's sitting in the dugout, and the entire family that's sitting there watching him from our vantage point as a coaching staff. So I think it's a very special leadership quality that he has when he goes out there every single day, that he's playing for himself, but he's playing for every player or every teammate that's sitting around him. And that's kind of what comes out of him in every conversation. I'm playing for the boys. I'm playing for my brother. That's what stands out more than anything.
Torrey, this last thing for me, and I know obviously you have to spend all your time focusing on your ball club. You have plenty to do, but this Padre team, as you watch them from across the field, it seems everyone we've talked to on other ball clubs, I mean, you guys can see that this team is starting to make some strides and probably going to be joining you and the Dodgers and once the Rockies get their act together again and even, of course, San Francisco. But, I mean, this is going to be a five-team division, hopefully, here for the next few years. Do you get that feel?
Of course I do. And I feel like for me, I might be a little biased because we're in it, but the NL West reminds me of what I left in the AL East. Mm. It's a very, very rugged division. At any time, you know, a team that finished at the bottom could jump up the next year and do something spectacular because they're adding in players or their system is very thick and full that they're going to eventually start to climb to the top. And when I'm watching the Padres, there's, you know, 95, 97 coming out of the bullpen. We know it's youthful. We know that there's probably some mistakes that will be made. But the talent level is unbelievable when you're watching player after player come up through their system. And I think that's what AJ has done. He has gathered as many of the best prospects that he can, and it's time. They're starting to show up here at the big league level. We know that there's a very potent team that's here today and an even better team that's going to be growing for the future.
Well, Torrey, you guys have put yourself in position for the wild card. You got a schedule that I think is something that is an advantage for you guys down the stretch, but you guys obviously still got to go out there and play the games. We wish you the best of luck. And
we hate the Cubs on this show, so we hope you catch them.
I like that. All right, let's send positive jujus our way. I like that.
Will do.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Torrey, again for your time.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Torrey Lovello there on the SDCCU fan hotline talking a little Arizona Diamondbacks baseball. They are playing the Padres. We are getting set for a pregame show in about 10 minutes. And then the first pitch at 6:40 this evening. Gwynn and Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn. I like Torrey Lovello. You know, I was going to ask him, but it kind of jumped my mind as we were doing the interview. Did he win the Manager of the Year last year?
Or did he was finish? It last year? Or
I can't remember. He won, but he deserves a little consideration this year is what I was going to get to.
Because, he's won it for sure. I just don't remember what year it was.
I mean, when you consider they got rid of Goldschmidt and everybody thought they were giving up on the season, then they made, you know, a run and they'd been in the hunt. And so then what do? They take Greinke away from him. Right? Yep. And they've still hung in there.
It's three and a half out.
It's, you know, it's a bit of a longer shot because they still have to pass the Phillies just to get to the Cubs. But this guy's obviously one of the better managers in the league. I mean, he just does a nice job with it. One thing I really like on the NFL Network, along with, of course, my favorite show, The Red Zone, is, and it's not because I like the Patriots, but they have this on right now. It's called Do Your Job. It's about the Patriots winning the Super Bowl last year, and then they're going to have an America's game. And I know that nobody wants to celebrate what the Patriots did. But
nope.
It is hard for me not to enjoy watching excellence at work, though. That's the only thing I'm saying. I'm a Dolphins fan. How am I going to like the Patriots? But it is fun to watch Belichick be interviewed and going through film. If you really want to learn the game of football, to me, that's a really good way to do it. Like, I don't care what the Bengals do on offense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I want to learn what the Patriots are doing because what they do works. And maybe it is because of Brady, maybe not. But Belichick has a lot to do with it. And I just think it's always good to read and learn from the best. That's why I like to read a Phil Jackson book, per se, or a Bill Belichick book. That's how you get better at learning stuff. I recommend these kinds of shows if you're sitting around tonight, they'll be on the NFL Network.
I would definitely say that as much as I despise the Patriots, I respect and enjoy learning about the intricacies of any game from one of the best. And Bill That's Belichick right. is clearly one of the best.
Yeah. I mean, he is he cheats. He's not great with the media, but he's really good at coaching football. Really good. All right, Thomas, that's all you're getting from me on the Patriots.
Seriously.
You won't because get now, another word because, the rest
no,
of the year.
No, because the season's starting tomorrow, and I have to start hating on them again.
And guess what? It's going to be on this station.
Yes, right. We got the opener tomorrow night following our show. Gwynn and Chris, 3 o'clock tomorrow. Don't forget the roundtable NFL preview at noon tomorrow. We will be involved with that and the coach and Ben and Wood. So tune in at noon tomorrow for nothing but football talk. Then our show at 3. And then, yes, tomorrow night, Packers and Bears. Thanks to Scraby. Thanks to Odd Thomas. For Tony, I'm Chris. Padre pregame show coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.